This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We begin today a series of studies on marks of a great man of God. You know, as we study in the Bible, there are many instances of men who were evil, very much against God, against His Word, disobedient and rebellious. But there is also the record of many people who are deeply faithful to God, who are obedient to His Word, who are devout in their attitude toward Him. The Bible gives us both sides of the picture. It gives us a great many illustrations. The Lord knew, of course, that we learn best by example. We can learn by studying the lives of evil men, and we can learn by studying the lives of good men. We can see what the evil men did and easily see that we ought not to do that. And we can study the lives of good men and see that that is what we ought to do. There is, of course, the record in the book of Exodus of the Exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt. They had, of course, been in bondage to the Egyptians for a long time. Under the leadership of Moses and Aaron, they were brought out of that land of bondage. And having passed through the Red Sea by the mighty power of God, the Bible tells us in Exodus 14 and 30, God saved Israel that day, and then they sang the song of deliverance. And Paul indicates in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, that this passage through the Red Sea is typical of the baptism of the Great Commission. For he says they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They were saved from the bondage of Egypt, which is typical of the bondage of men today in sin. They passed through the Red Sea, which is typical of the baptism of the Great Commission, and on the other side sang the song of deliverance, which is typical of the rejoicing of salvation which follows one being baptized into Christ, just as we find the case in Acts 8 when the man of Ethiopia went on his way rejoicing, and in Acts chapter 16 where we find the Philippian jailer rejoiced greatly with all of his house after he was baptized, having believed in God. But now the Israelites have passed through the Red Sea and then began the journey toward the Promised Land. The journey toward the Promised Land is typical of the Christian life. In other words, the thing that happened to Israel during that period of time is like the period of time from the time that we become Christians until we die. The Jordan River being typical of the act of physical death and the entering into the Promised Land of going to heaven when this life is over. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 beginning, in fact, even in chapter 3 of the book of Hebrews, we find references to this rest that is on the other side of the river. And the Israelites, in making that journey, were involved in something that was typical of the Christian life. In Jude verse 5, we find these very significant words. God saved a people, there he is referring to Israel from Egypt, and afterward destroyed them that believed not. This is a great warning to those of us who are Christians that we may so act as to finally lose our souls even though we have been saved, even though we've been saved by the blood of Christ. The book of Hebrews is a great warning, the entire book, a constant abiding warning to Christians not to fall away, that it is possible for one to be lost after he is saved. But that is not the basic point of our study today. It is rather that I want to bring before you the greatness of this man Caleb. You remember that as we come in the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the Israelites had come to Kadesh Barnea. And they had, according to Deuteronomy chapter 1, asked for God to let them send spies in the land to spy it out before they went, and he consented to this request. But when the 12 spies came back, 10 of them gave an evil or pessimistic report, and only 2 of them gave a good report. Now, upon this report, these 2 reports actually, hangs a great deal of significance for you and me. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue to look into the significance of those reports, the good one and the evil. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.